This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 8. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6a. It says there, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything." End of quote. We all face roadblocks. We face situations that we should not be able to change even with our best efforts. It could be an attitude of a person toward us or someone else. It could be a decision of a spouse to leave. It could be a decision of a child to go astray and make foolish decisions. It could be a health issue. It could be the death of a dear one. It could very well be something else. These and many other issues give us worry and fear in our hearts. Listen, God has a different mechanism. He says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Did you notice it says anything? I heard people say, how I can't be worried because of the severity of the sufferings I'm going through. Trust me, I've been there and experienced it in a couple of different ways. Humanly, it creates worries and fear for sure. However, God sees your situation in a totally different way and says to you, do not worry about anything. It means exactly what that means. You should not worry about anything, period. In such situations, the only course you have is to pray about it. When you pray and give the matter to the hands of God, you are free not to worry anymore because the peace of God would guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. You gave your worries and fears to the one who is able and willing to handle it for you. Leave it with the Lord. Let it stay in His hand. Do not take it back to get worried again. Leave it there in prayer and move on. The Bible says there was a man called Elkanah in Israel in about 1056 BC. He had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. The heart-aching troubles began because Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Peninnah kept provoking her to irritate her to anger all the time. This went on year after year. No light at the end of the tunnel for Hannah. Peninnah provoked and irritated her until Hannah wept and stopped even eating her food. One day, Hannah made up her mind to give the matter to the hand of the Almighty God in prayer. It says when they had finished eating and drinking, Hannah arose in deep anguish, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made a vow to the Lord God in heaven. She said to the Lord, if you will only look on your servant's misery, and if you remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. When Hannah prayed, her lips were moving, but voice not heard. She told to the Eli, the priest, who misunderstood her, she said like this, I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. She said, I was praying out of my anguish and grief. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18, it says, then after that prayer, she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. End of quote. Beloved, give your anguish and burden to the Lord in heaven as Hannah did. Hannah could not eat in peace all these years, but now she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. She knew and knew it in her heart that she already gave to the one who can deliver her from the trouble. This is why our insight says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Hannah's human capacity ended due to the repeated provocation of her adversary. Now she stood up and went to God in prayer. The Lord God heard her prayer in anguish, and in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. Samuel grew up to become a great prophet, judge, and priest of God. You can read about Samuel in the two books of Samuel in the Bible. Hannah could have worried and lived in fear for the rest of her life. However, she prayed to the one who can help her. That made all the good difference for her personal life and for the history of the nation Israel. A highly honored prophet, judge, and priest was the outcome of her deep agony and prayer. History testifies through the life history of Hannah and Samuel, the power of prayer from an anguished heart. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ is the most powerful weapon available. Apostle Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians 10:3. He said, "For though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." End of quote. Yes, beloved, prayer in the name of Jesus Christ has the divine power to demolish strongholds. Prayer in the name of Jesus never comes back unanswered. No returned mail if you pray in Christ Jesus' name. It will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. Beloved, stop worrying and fearing. Start praying in the name of Jesus Christ. You can pray about the small, medium, in between, and all matters. Praying even about small matters shows your total reliance on God, and it is an excellent example of spiritual maturity and discipline. Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I face a situation that I cannot change. I seek your face and pray for your divine help. I believe there is power when I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Please come and help me now. Please forgive my sins and save me now. I trust in Jesus Christ who died and rose again for me. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.